Blog Talk Radio.
From the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, the SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
Well, hello everybody from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. Welcome to Wild World as we finish up the 2018 year. Kind of a show, we're going to go back to the year with some of the amazing artists we had the opportunity to talk to and also to listen to their music, so we're going to play some of the music today. So it'd be a fun show. And as always, from the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, now HD, always prompt, always available. He also can do your laundry on command if you would like. His name, Dr. Henry Day. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, Mr. Batson. Can't believe another year has gone by.
Whoosh! Whoosh! There it went. See ya. Man, what a year it's been.
Yeah, we've had some amazing guests.
You know, we have had some amazing guests. We're going to have a chance to go back through the catalog of music that we have here on the show from our guests and listen to them and also talk about behind the scenes in the interviews. You know, that's always a fun thing and how they were put together. Because we've had guests from England, around the world. It's quite phenomenal what our little Blog Talk show has done in the last, well, I shouldn't say that, in the last 5 or 6 years with almost close to 70,000 downloads, which is pretty hard to comprehend.
I know. I had one of our listeners tell us, he went to the website to download one of our shows, and there were 16 pages of guests.
Yeah, there is. There absolutely is. The guests that we've had on the show, I think, Doc, we are approaching close to 250 shows that we've done. So that's pretty impressive, I think.
It is.
Are you ready?
They still let us do it.
No. Well, God bless Shelley Leibowitz and SRI Label Group, because they're our underwriters, and they make it possible for us to be on Blog Talk Radio. So we can have a chance to have all this fun we do have every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And plus, you can download our show after the fact, free of charge, and listen to shows from our archives. Just go to our site on Blog Talk Radio. It's very, very cool.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Well, just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, the seaside destination that gave the world Jaws is going through a shark crisis. Now, two attacks, one fatal, has sparked debates on Cape Cod about how to respond before the next beach season starts. And they can do what they did in the movie. Just not tell anybody.
You know, they just might do that. But, gosh, what do you do? I mean, you know, it's the Sharks' play. So.
Well, with the temperatures rising, we've had a lot of reports of sharks in that area. So we will see.
Yes, we will.
I want all of our listeners to stand on one leg. We're heading off to Yulee, Florida. Now, three endangered Mississippi sandhill cranes that hatched this year at a Florida conservation center have been reintroduced into the wild. The cranes were released at the Mississippi Sandhill Crane National Wildlife Refuge, which I guess makes sense since they are Mississippi Sandhill Cranes. But great job, folks. We thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your work you've done.
All right, now you're going to need a box of Kleenex for this next story.
I only have a couple. Dang it.
Oh, well, get ready. Get you a towel then. A fishery outside Ketchikan, Alaska, is trying to develop a business in hagfish. You familiar with these hagfish?
No, I'm not. Please educate me, Dr. Day.
Well, they're also called slime eels for their appearance and their ability to secrete huge amounts of opaque slime. Yeah,
oh,
picture if you will. Now, the creature doesn't have a jaw, simply a mouth and a tongue. They have three accessory hearts, and they may change sex from season to season.
Oh.
And when they sneeze, when their nostrils clog with their own slimes, they will sneeze, and you don't want to be around when that happens.
I will promise I won't be.
Yeah. All right, now that I got you in a good mood, this next story is going to make you mad. Now, I've tried to figure this out. I don't quite understand. Maybe you can help me. Salem, Oregon. A federal judge has dismissed a third lawsuit challenging the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's experiment with killing barred owls to protect threatened spotted owls.
Well, how do they figure that? I mean, Lord have mercy.
I just don't understand why they would do that.
No, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. My gosh. Well, anyway.
Yeah, that's a puzzle. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. No,
you know
while we're talking about... Go ahead.
I was getting ready to say, what you need to do is get your staff up their butt and find out what's going on here.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Well, while we're talking about birds of prey, Wildlife Educational Services is urging drivers to be alert for hawks and owls that may be looking for food along roadsides this winter. A lot of times, that's the only clear area. They'll catch something and they'll take it to the middle of the road to eat it.
Yeah.
So just keep your eyes open. And we had an experience like that just happened in Fishers, Indiana. A man was driving down the road about 50 miles an hour when he noticed there was a red-tailed hawk in the middle of the road. But by the time he reacted, he had hit the hawk. Amazing thing is, the hawk went through the grill of the Ford truck, left a perfect hole. They were able to reach in, grab the hawk out. It was not injured, not even a feather broken. They examined it and released it into the wild. It flew off without any problems.
Fantastic. My gosh, that's a great story, Dr. Day.
Yeah, amazing. So,
yes.
When you're driving along our roads, keep your eyes open for the hawks and the owls.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you've ever flown into the Atlanta airport, it's a mess. And if you can avoid it, always avoid it. Now, the city's airport is the world's busiest. Now, it is stepping up efforts to prevent birds and other wildlife from colliding with the roughly, listen to this, 2,500 commercial flights the airport handles each day.
Oh!
I'm letting you soak that in for a second.
I'm soaking it in. How many flights?
Yeah. 2,500 commercial flights each day.
Okay. Stop right there. We need some input. We need some input from London, England. From London, England, is there any way we can contact lead guitarist of the Kinks, Dave Davies?
He's almost always listening. See if he's on the line. You there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here, you guys. I just wanted to say, love listening to your show. It's the greatest thing ever. And I'd appreciate you letting me be on from now and then. And I can't wait till next year to see what kind of wonderful guests you're going to have on the show.
Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Dr. Day, fill him in on this story, and maybe we need some input from England.
What do you think, Dave? What's the story here?
Well, you know what? We've got that problem here in England, but it's hedgehogs. The hedgehogs, we can't keep the hedgehogs off the airport runways.
Oh, that's a disaster in the making.
Yeah, now here's what they're planning on doing at the Atlanta airport is they plan on trapping the hawks, scaring off the birds with loud cannons, and sometimes with lethal force. Now listen to this. They're going to use coyotes.
Dave, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what to think about that. What doesn't make any sense at all? None whatsoever.
Well, thank you so much for your input, Dave. It's always welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, listening. All right, now here's some interesting news out of Dallas, Texas.
Do I make you horny, baby? Do I?
Signs are good that a number of Texas horned lizards that hatched this last fall have survived the season and will probably go into hibernation here in the near future as the temperatures cool off down there around Dallas. But yeah, big program, released a bunch of Texas horny toads, as they call them in El Paso, the horny toads. But and I've handled several of these things. They're quite wonderful creatures. I had one for quite a while, and when I would feed him, I would go outside and find an ant trail, and I would set him in front of the ant trail, and all he did was stick his tongue out and pick up the ants as he walked by, till he got to a point where he ate so many ants he would just fall asleep.
That is a fantastic story, Dr. Dave.
I thought you might appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, now to all our concerned listeners in Walcott, Connecticut, the baby swan that was rescued from Hitchcock Lake has been nursed back to health and has been returned to its home. So you can quit calling me. The baby swan is fine.
A round of applause. Yep. Job well done.
Yep, ugly little duckling. Here's some new old news. We got some new old news. Gray, Tennessee. East Tennessee State University scientists have discovered the remains of two different extinct species of ancient peccaries. Yeah,
ooh.
At the Gray Forest site. Yeah, now peccaries, also known as javelinas, are medium-sized omnivorous animals with small tusks. Now, when I lived in Panama, I would see the peccaries and the tapirs a lot. Quite interesting creatures, but these are prehistoric, and it's strange they think finding them there in Tennessee.
What kind of creatures did you see when you were in Panama, Dr. Day? That's interesting.
Well, you name it. You could be sitting out in the backyard. You could have a flock of parrots come through, the macaws. You could see howler monkeys. Spider monkeys, giant toads, sloths were quite common, snakes. Every day if I was out at our little airport, I'd see giant anteaters and caimans crossing over the runway to get to the Panama Canal. It was just an endless supply of creatures.
That's very cool. I would love to go to that part of the world someday. Maybe you should take me.
I think that's a great idea. I would love to go back. At night, you could walk out. The poison dart frogs would be all over the bottom of the houses. They were all built on stilts there because the termites were so bad. They built them on concrete stilts. So the carports were under the houses, and you'd walk out at night. You could find scorpions. You could find giant frogs. You could find the poison dart frogs and a variety of insects, sizes you would not believe.
And I would assume bats?
Oh, yes. Yes, we had a favorite place we'd like to go to. It was an arsenal, an ammunition bunker that was filled full of bats, and we'd go in and scare the bats out just so we could feel them brush by our faces as they left.
You know, what I was kind of thinking, well, you're telling us about this all of this unique wildlife in Jamaica, and I was kind of thinking to myself, I wonder if somebody like Dave Davies has ever been to Jamaica. That would be fun.
Jamaica, Larry, we were just talking about Panama. Send it off to Jamaica.
That's what I'm saying. I got miscombobulated that day. My apologies.
I appreciate you letting me be on the show with you, you know, because me and my brother Ray, some people think we're a little off. So I appreciate you letting me hang around.
You're welcome. Yeah, I met Panama. I said Jamaica. Oh, my God.
So all right, far. Let's finish this up. We'll get out of here with the Wild World News. I got an interesting story from Baxter County, Arkansas. Now, a bull calf made it through birth with a fifth leg growing out of its head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you can picture that. Now, veterinary staff successfully operated on the calf named Legolas after the Lord of Rings character.
But
the calf was born with a leg sticking out of his head, but he's doing fine. And my uncle, who is 74 years old, just had a leg removed last week.
Oh.
Now, why he went all those years with three legs, I'll never know.
I don't either. Okay.
All right. Do you know what time it is?
I give. What time is it?
It's time to play Who's Gotten Older.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I have a special guest this week, Dr. Day, to compete against me in Who's Gotten Older. Now, it's going to be kind of tricky because we're getting into Wampum, Alabama. That's where he lives. That's where he's from. Billy Hooten is going to join us here. So let me get
Billy on. Okay. Here we go. Billy Hooten here.
Good afternoon, Billy.
Good afternoon. It's great to be on your show today. I heard all about I'm one of your greatest listeners. You know, I am a head of Call of the Wild Game Blasters. We make these quality game calls connected to a PA system with 250 watts behind it. And we can make sounds like Indian tigers, males in combat over a mate. Or we have a troop of howler monkeys from South America we got. And a pack of Alaskan timberwolves. We can compete at over 10 decibels. It's phenomenal.
Amazing.
All right, Billy. We're going to play this game. Tell them the rules, Dr. Day.
Well, I'm going to give you a famous celebrity. You're going to tell me how old they are, and there is a prize at the end of this. We will let you know what that is.
That's right. That is so exciting. I'm ready.
All right, we're going to start off today with kind of a strange character, record producer Phil Spector.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. How old can he be? Go ahead, Billy. Well, I'm not really familiar with any of his work, but I'm just going to take a fly-by-night guess. I'll say he's like 78 years old. I'm going to undercut him a little bit. I'm going to say 73.
Well, Phil Spector turned 79.
God, I never win this game. I hate this game.
So we're going to have to give that one to Billy.
Good.
Tell me how old singer Mike Nesmith of the Monkees is.
Billy, you go first. Let's see. Monkees. I love monkees, by the way. We got a call. We make a call that has like 500 howler monkees at their peak volume right there in the rainforest of South America. So I know about them monkees. And I'd say he's probably 74 years old. I don't know if he's that old or not, but I'm going to go over to that. No, wait a minute. I think I'll say 69.
Well, Mike Nesmith turned 76. today.
I hate this game. I got another one. I hate this game so much, I cannot believe it.
Oh. Well, you're so good at it. Now, guitarist Mick Jones of Foreigner.
Oh, he's really old. Go ahead, Billy. I'm not doing very good. Hey, let's see, Foreigner. Let's see, Cold as Ice, Feels Like the First Time, this is hard. I say 72. I'm going to go underneath him a little bit. I'll say 69 again.
Well, Mick Jones turned 74 this week.
I love this game. I hate this damn game.
One, two, three. That Billy's got three so far. All right. Let's see. Let's do singer Jimmy Buffett. How old did Jimmy turn this week?
Oh, well, I love margaritas. I love cheeseburgers. So I'm thinking right now, God, this is hard. This is tough. I want to win that prize so bad. 76. I'll say 76. Oh, God. I don't have any idea. He's been around forever. I'll say 71.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to give this one to you. He turned 72 on Christmas.
God, finally. Finally. My God.
All right. Our last celebrity today is singer Annie Lennox. She had a birthday on Christmas, too.
Oh, you know who Annie Lennox is, Billy? Yeah, I don't have a clue, but I'm just going to throw one out there. I'll say, my brother says she's 71. He looked it up on it and Googled it. Well, that's cheating. This is an official protest.
Well,
I'm protesting this one.
Well, that is the wrong answer.
Okay. I'll go. I'll say she's 79. I know that's too old.
Yeah. Annie might be a little upset with you right now. She turned 64 on Christmas.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. All right. I guess our guest wins again.
All right. We're just about to get out of here. I want to let all of our listeners know, all of our Elvis fans, that items associated with Elvis Presley will be on the auction block at Graceland as part of the celebration of the King of Rock and Roll's birthday, which is January the 8th. So if you wanted any Elvis memorabilia, January the 8th is the time to get it. You want one of those sequin suits. I know you.
Ah, I do. Absolutely. We lost Billy. He left us.
Oh, well.
You didn't even get a chance to tell him.
We'll see.
Terrible.
All right. Are you ready for the fact of the day?
I'm always ready.
All right. Now, I put this one in for my sister, Lisa, who lives in Antioch, California. We both experienced this when we lived in Panama. It's quite an amazing thing. Monarch butterflies will travel around 2,500 miles to migrate to Mexico or Southern California for the winter months. Now, here's the interesting thing. It takes 4 generations to make the trip.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and in Panama, when we experienced it, it was like 3 days of monarch butterflies flying across the Panama Canal. At one point, the Panama Canal was covered with butterflies. The water itself, the ones that didn't quite make it. It's an amazing thing. Well, that is the wild world news for December 30th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, all HD. So good. I want to remind everyone, the SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there, artists and their classic recordings. The best of ELO, Little Richard Live, Chambers Brothers, Hall & Oates, a catalog of thousands of recordings. available for download or just to listen to. Explore an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today. It's cool. SRIRecords.com. Guests on Wild World this past year and his wonderful band Ghoultown. That was a fun show, huh, Dr. Deck?
It sure was. We've just had some amazing shows. It's unbelievable.
It is, and you know, they're re-releasing The Legend of Boggy Creek. They cleaned it up digitally with the sound and the pictures, and that's going to be happening very soon. Of course, that was probably one of the best drive-in movies one could ever go to.
Yeah, a lot of people are still freaked out about that movie.
And you know, Lyle Blackburn, he lives down in Texas, and he continues to write books and do some amazing things with what's happened in that part of the country. So he's continuing with the Bigfoot thing. Of course, his wonderful band, Ghoul Sound. That sounds funny saying that. Wonderful. But they are wonderful. What a sound they have. Lyle Blackburn. It was great to have him on the show. One of the artists that we had on that was, Dr. Day, I really think one of our most prestigious. He doesn't do many interviews. So cool to have him on the show. Was Juma Sultan, the percussionist with Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock. Remember that show, Doc?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was quite the artist. And from the Woodstock appearance, there's Juma Sultan with his bandmate Jimi Hendrix doing a little Voodoo Child here on Blog Dog Radio.
Just amazing when I think back about it, you know, like Rick Roberts of Firefall.
Well, that's, you're right. Rick Roberts was phenomenal, and of course now he lives in God's country in Colorado, so it's just like,
that's right, yeah.
But speaking of Colorado and Rick Roberts and all that stuff out here on Blog Talk Radio, here he is. Thanks, Dr. Day. Here we go, Rick Roberts.
Hey. SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure, he's mellow. Glad that I'm a feather, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving. Say, take me, hey, train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in all.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
The SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. The SRI Label Group is for people that love all music, rock, jazz, blues, country. It's all there, the artists and their classic recordings. Check it out today. You can listen to the entire songs, everybody. Not, just not taste of the songs, just not clips of the songs, but the entire song. It's for an amazing music collection at the best musical site, the SRI Label Group. Check it out today, srirecords.com. We do love Shelley Leibowitz.
That we do. We need to get Shelley on the show here in the near future.
Well, we can do that. You know, we have our other show, Animal Tracks, on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. And I think Cheryl, my wife, Shelley Leibowitz, have a little thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, she now calls Shelley her boyfriend. So, you know. That's gonna be tough to grasp to wrench him from the arms of Cheryl for our show. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have them both on the show.
Oh, well, I'll tell you right now, you won't get a foot in edgewise because Cheryl and Shelley are like two peas in a pod. And last time he was on, I said about two words the entire 90 minutes, so it was like unbelievable.
Well, that would be great for us then.
Yeah, it would be really cool. You remember the show we did? Remember the show we did, percussionist for Phil Collins, where he was landing in an airport and we talked to him, and it was like, it was funny. But
right, yeah. He didn't want to talk much about himself because there was a crowd of people around him.
Yeah. That was Richie Garcia. In fact, right now he's on tour with Phil Collins, and he said he's going to come back on the show, except he's not going to schedule it when his plane's landing, which I would greatly appreciate.
All right, right.
Here's Richie Garcia on Blog Talk Radio.
Reminds me of another drummer we had on the show, Willie Wilcox, the drummer for Todd Rundgren's Utopia.
Yeah,
I think that
I know.
Was back in July. That was a great show.
It was. As I look into my catalog of music and realize I don't have any Willie Wilcox on here. What happened to Willie? Where'd he go? Well, oh, my God. You know, and another amazing drummer that we had on the show. God bless you, Dr. Day. I thank you for that. where am I going with this? I have no idea. Is Bobby Caldwell from Captain
Beyond?
Yeah,
Dion. I was just thinking about that. We had Bobby on, I think, back in October.
Yeah.
Bobby's been on the show a few times, though. Always good.
He's always good. Friend of the show. And of course, he has amazing stories working with the Allman Brothers. And who knows, everybody else in the rock world of the 60s and 70s. Here's Captain Beyond, Raging River, on Blog Talk Radio. Captain Beyond on Blog Talk Radio. This is Wild World with Larry Batson and my co-host, Dr. Henry Day. And I feel so bad I didn't have the Willie Wilcox music on my computer. So,
Well, you could have played Todd Rundgren. We would have been all right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's not such a bad. Oh, you're reading my mind. That's not such a bad idea here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate our good friend, Dr. Henry Day, for his work. And also, Shelley Leibowitz is our underwriter for the show, and they made it possible for us to be on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, one of our guests that when we have on, we know that we will not have to talk a great deal because he'll pretty much fill up the 90 minutes. And do you know who I'm talking about, Dr. Day?
I have a couple of guesses, but go ahead and tell me.
Harvey Kubernick.
Unbelievable.
Oh, he is. Of course, he had his new book out, which it's a beautiful book. I've already loaned it out to a band fan, but it's The Band, and he did this amazing book. He does, like, Dr. Day, he does, like, 2 or 3 books a year. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. And The Last Waltz is the name of the book, right?
Yes, it is. God, you're good, Dr. Day. You must take notes.
I'm a good listener.
You're a good listener. Here's The Band from Harvey Kubernick right here on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Shelley Leibowitz. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, Harvey Kubernick and his wonderful band book, The Band, The Last Waltz. Great show, Dr. Day. You know, it was a phenomenal show when Harvey always joins us.
Yes, it always is.
I have Yeah, no, go ahead.
We've just been very lucky over the years to have some wonderful guests.
We have, and I have to say he's a little perturbed with me because we had a band on a couple of weeks ago that I misspelled their name on many of the promotions. I told them, you need to come up with a better name. They're from Washington, Willapa. Remember them?
Yep.
David Kessel, the producer, the writer. Well, he didn't write the song, but he helped put it all together. And he was quite a talkative individual, if I recall.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Willapa on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I think that's the only mistake you've made this year.
Yeah, we'll say that. I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, yeah, Willapa. And we apologize that I misspelled her name on every promotion that we sent out. And Harvey Kubernick, who's their publicist, was so mad at me. And I said, Harvey, I am so sorry. It's like, what can I say, you know? You need to come up with a better.
It was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident.
It was just an accident.
You know, I had quite the privilege this year, though. As you know, Dr. Day, I was included in a book that came out over 2018. You may remember that. Do you remember that, Dr. Day?
Yes, I do. Let me see. Oh. Was it Roger Hyde?
No, you're close, though. It was Richard Haughton who came out with the book.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. Today I was there, and he had my report on when I saw Jimi on May 11th, 1969, and he's coming out with a new book. It's entitled Led Zeppelin, The Day I Was There, and lo and behold, he's asked me to submit another report, so I'm going to do it.
And you got your picture on a page and a half in the first book, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go for 2 pages on this one. You know, what the hey?
Yeah.
I remember that concert, babe.
And a different picture?
I will send a different picture. April 4th, 1970. It's Led Zeppelin. But I can remember seeing the Hendrix concert, and the very first song he played when he walked out on stage at the Indiana State Fairgrounds in the Coliseum in front of 10,000 people, Jimi Hendrix on Blog Talk Radio.
People talking, but they just don't know. what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Make believe that keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey.
Looking forward to being in the Led Zeppelin book because I was there on April 4th, 1970 at the Indiana State Fairground Coliseum. See Led freaking Zeppelin.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I remember Richard Howson. He called us from Manchester, England.
He
said it was rain. It was raining there at the time. And he said it rains most of the time there.
Yeah, that's what he said. It rained most of the time. But that was very cool. It's great to have him. You know, we had another call from England as well. Someone you mentioned just moments ago, Roger Hyde,
who has
put together Barium Sunset. So we're going to finish up today's show. What a great show, Dr. Day.
It's been amazing. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun with our guests. And it's amazing. A lot of them want to come back on.
You know, that still perplexes me. That they're willing to come back on and be submitted to this, whatever. But always an outstanding job, Dr. Day. We love you. Thank you for so much that you've done for us in 2018. We'll look forward to 2019 with lots of great guests on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to try our darndest to put out some outstanding shows.
That's it. That's our motto for the next year.
Outstanding shows. Say it with me, Dr. Day. Outstanding
shows.
Here I am from Barium Sunset as we close out with Roger Hyde on Blog Talk.
Here I am.
Happy New Year, everybody.
It's the only thing you should know that I'm here.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Raw Talk Radio.